MV.
What up?
Yo, fucking hype man, hey, man.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Nah, you know, trying to record, finish up this album, but I fucking broke all of my deadlines and shit, so people pissed off, but I try not to pay attention
to you. Damn, that's tight as hell, man. But enough about you, man. What about your fucking hype man, man? I'm supposed to get my career out here, too. No, get them songs out, get them recordings and all that shit.
Yo, man, come on, I fucking told you this. Are you kidding me? We just talked about this, man. I gotta get my shine on first.
Man, I feel like I've been, you know, behind the scenes way too much lately, man. I need to come out in the spotlight.
Yo, listen, if I break one more deadline, I'm gonna lose my manager, my label, my fans, supporters, whatever you want to call it. And when I get my name out, it'll be a lot easier for all of us fucking bedroom rappers to...
Man, we need to do this shit together, man, you know?
I did let you play that banjo in the wannabe video, right? You got a couple of Facebook likes out of that, right?
Yeah.
And on tour, you do get free plane tickets, hotel, food, drinks.
I feel like it's a little corny when you get in your own room and I gotta sleep with this fucking ass DJ. Some faggot ass shit. You know I ain't into that bullshit. You know I want my own shit now, man.
Dude, you know I need my sleep. And besides, you know how much I appreciate some groovy ass after a show. You fucking married.
I know I'm married and all that shit, but I can't even bring no fucking bitches to the hotel because I gotta sleep with a fucking ass DJ. Fuck do you think that does to my self-esteem, homie?
C1, relax. Okay, I know you're stressed right now. You got a 9-to-5 trying to get your own career going, but I need to focus on my own.
Yeah,
right
I know
now.
You've been focusing on your fucking career, man, but I know you're getting them incomes too, man.
Well, yeah, a little. Not enough to pay my grandma rent or anything.
You need to get me on a full job on this rap shit, homie.
Man, you're the only one complaining right now.
I've been talking to that DJ, too.
Okay.
Now, he also struggling with the economy shit. And you also want to get paid, I know that.
Okay. He never says shit to me, and all he does is fucking drink free backstage beer and trying to get them Tinder hookups, so I don't see it.
Yo, listen, when can we squeeze some of my solo tracks into the set, man?
We talked about this. They don't know you. They want to see me. They want to hear my shit.
But you can't even finish your own lines without your hype man backing them up.
Man, fuck you. Every rapper needs a hype man if they're rapping like this.
Yeah, you want to be Scarface? You want to be Wannabe? You want to be Rebecca Black? The fuck you want to be?
It's your ADHD talking right now,
you're
man. What am I
supposed to be, a bad motherfucker? Bitch, you nothing but a wannabe. Trying to fuck around on Facebook acting like a rapper?
Well, I got 27,000 Facebook likes. What do you got? 1,000? That's only because I invited my fans, man.
You think you better than me?
No, I'm just saying. I worked really hard for this. And I did get a lot of international recognition for my videos on YouTube.
Yeah,
so...
just because Mike Epps shared your shit, just because Tiger's in the picture now, you think you're a better rapper than your motherfucking hype man?
I'm just trying to prove that you can do big things without radio, TV, or big budget.
No wonder why all these magazines keep hating on your ass. No wonder why that G-Eazy ain't fucking with you.
He's not a rapper, he's a model.
You know, the funny thing is, every goddamn single rapper in this country, man, fucking hate you.
What the fuck would I prove myself to some half-assed wannabe rockstar cokeheads on social care anyway, man?
Yo, check it out. You know I got your back, but